Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Welcome to another Jason Cundy TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Jason Cundy. Yes, Goldstein was off playing in the TalkSport Trophy football match. No, he didn't, actually, did he? He turned up. He done a drive. And I turned up, and I didn't feature either. We start this Poddington thing off with a huge game at the Cardiff City Stadium as Wales took on Finland in their playoff semi-final, massive semi, for qualification to the 2024 Euros. As always, we're taking your calls on the Sports Bar after the game.
This one's game, set and match to Wales. 4-1 against Finland. Daniel James is the man who's got it. It was a long ball by Harry Wilson immediately, and he just got it all wrong, really. But then the defender dawdled on it, and James was in like a flash, rounding the goalkeeper, passing the ball into the back of the net in front of a jubilant Canton stand. Wales heading to a playoff final. Wales 4, Finland 1.
Yeah, buzzing. Great performance tonight, first and foremost. And looking forward now to Tuesday and seeing if the boys can go all the way now. I've been on this show previously and slagged Page off, obviously, for some of the tactics he's played and negativity, but I thought tonight we was good. We looked sharp going forward. I think we was a bit sloppy in the back on times, but no, I think we was positive, and it's good to see a good young group of players really come together. So
it was massive for us Welsh fans. I already booked my plane ticket. I'm going to Germany. I'm going now. I've already booked it.
You still got to beat Poland.
Now they beat Poland, mate.
Poland.
Yeah, they're good.
They got Lewandowski. He got nothing on Timo Pukki.
Yeah, I mean, look, in terms of going through, you fancy your chances, really. How far do you reckon you could go in the Euros?
Fancy my chances? Final, easy. I don't know who's
Liam, come on, matey.
I'm back in Wales all the way.
I know, but you're Welsh.
Yeah.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, breaking news last night, Leicester City have been charged by the Premier League with allegedly breaking spending rules due to their last three seasons in the top flight. If found guilty, the Championship High Flyers could face a points deduction. Former Foxes defender Wes Morgan and The Athletic's Rob Tanner both joined TalkSport to have their say.
The Premier League obviously feel that Leicester City have got a case to answer for last season's losses, let alone what's happened this season, because obviously this is for the 2022-23 season. The accounts, they haven't submitted them to the Premier League. They've submitted them to the EFL. They did so by March, the March deadline. So obviously the EFL now working with the Premier League, because of course the EFL tried to force Leicester City to submit a business plan, which would have restricted some of their spending this season because they felt that Leicester were going to be in breach again this year. So, and Leicester successfully defended that in a legal case. So, you know, this has been rumbling on now for a number of weeks. We finally heard tonight. The timing of it was a bit strange because there's only 6 weeks left to go this season, but the Premier League have now charged them and also charged them for not submitting their accounts to them, as well as the EFL. I think Leicester believe that they only needed to submit them to this season to the league they were in. I mean, this is an unprecedented situation. No club has been in breach and then dropped out of the division like this before, having finished fifth and eighth and competed in a European semi-final. So, You know, we're in uncharted territories here.
Obviously, the consequences are it could impact, you know, their promotion chances. So we'll see what happens. I don't think nothing's been decided in terms of points yet. But it's something you have to just deal with. You know, it's a disappointment. Yeah, to be devastated, unhappy about it. But end of the day, you know, you have to kind of focus on the job and just carry on doing what you can do. And if you win games, hopefully you put yourself in a position where whatever happens, it don't matter.
TalkSport Daily.
Now over to another home nation, and there was big controversy over England's new kit for the upcoming Euros, as supplier Nike have changed the colour of the St George's flag on the neck of the shirt. Simon Jordan gave his reaction.
I don't understand why we need a playful interpretation of our national flag. I don't want to get into the hysteria and hyperbole that some other people are talking about, but I don't quite understand what we're trying to achieve here. It's part of our national identity. You know, you have the flag of St Andrews, you have the flag of St David's, and you have the flag of St Patrick's in various other parts of the home nations. I don't quite understand why Nike, and I would suggest under the FA's brief, feel that we need to have a playful interpretation of our national identity. Are we somewhat embarrassed by it? Is it not part of our heritage? Do we not believe in its value set? Yes, there are a few people that have adapted it in a way that isn't particularly palatable. But I look at this and say, I don't quite understand why we would want to do this, and why we feel the necessity to do it, and what it actually represents. The problem with this country at times is the policy of appeasement and no central values, and that's why we have so many of the challenges we have in societal issues. And the reality is we have a national identity, and part of that is the flag of St George's. It's not me getting carried away and being offended on behalf of it, but the bottom line is, is it a joke? Is our national identity a joke? Is it something that we're ashamed of? I happen to believe that the national identity of this country is something that we should be proud of. We should be proud of this nation. And I'm tired of the self-flagellation and self-loathing that goes on. And by the way, this is Nike that couldn't even be bothered to produce kits for Mary Earps. So let's not allow them to get carried away with their what I perceive to be virtue signalling. But I don't find it offensive. I find it unnecessary.
TalkSport Daily.
Former Director of Communications at the FA, Adrian Bevington, joined Wyatt and Jordan to explain the FA's potential role in the flag change.
It's part of our national identity. And it's the same as with the other home nations, with the St Andrew's Cross. Are we going to see that changed from blue and white? You know, are we going to see the flag of Ireland change to different colours down the line? I don't really understand what they're trying to achieve by this. But it was always going to be something. If I'd been in the meetings at the very beginning of this myself, back in the time I was there, I would have immediately flagged up and said, are you sure about this? Because this is going to create a whole load of conjecture. Every time there's a kit launch, there's nearly always an issue of some point with a kit launch, because it's just the way it is. It creates a stir. This is a massive ticket for Nike in their football calendar. The England kit is one of their biggest sellers in the world. They pay a lot of money to be associated with the national team, and actually had a great few years because of the measured success of the national team under Gareth Southgate. So, you know, it may end up selling more kits for them. Who knows? Commercially, it might drive it with the conjecture it's created. But certainly from my point of view, I just would have counselled against it. And if I'd been in a position to sign off or not, I wouldn't have signed that off personally.
TalkSport Daily.
Sticking with England now, and it's a friendly full of flair tomorrow night as England play Brazil.
Hello, my name's Tim Vickery, sitting here in Rio, looking forward immensely to the latest chapter in this historic rivalry between England and Brazil. When you're thinking of moments from England and Brazil, there's one that just absolutely leaps out. And it's the 1970 game. Really, really fabulous game. England, the reigning world champions. Brazil, they want to prove that they're top dogs again. It's a great England performance against a fabulous Brazil team. 1984, England were going through a dreadful, dreadful run. England has scored one of the all-time great goals.
John Barnes now. Michael all the way for England. Barnes.
And England won 2-0. But the biggest one in my lifetime is that game in 2002. And what a disappointment.
Oh, and Seaman's been beaten. It's a goal. It's Ronaldinho.
Did he mean it? He booked Brazil's place in the semi-final and on their way to World Cup win number 5. Saturday's game has its importance. They're on a real low. They're down in 6th place in World Cup qualification. They've lost their last 3 World Cup qualifiers. That's never happened before.
TalkSport Daily.
Ahead of the fixture, newly called up Manchester United midfielder Kobbie Mainoo has spoken to TalkSport.
The other day was just really introductions. It was telling me about the call up, and obviously and the games coming up, and yeah, just make me feel welcome and feel comfortable in the squad. Yeah.
What's the environment like? Because obviously you know Harry Maguire and Marcus Rashford. Does it help having them here?
Yeah, definitely. Having people to talk to that you know, familiar faces, is always good. But like the rest of the lads have always also been welcoming and made me feel very comfortable.
What about Jude Bellingham? Because obviously he was called up, and Bukayo Saka at really young ages as well, and came straight into the seniors and have cemented themselves as regulars now as well. Is that something you aspire to do?
Yeah, definitely, to follow in the footsteps of them. They've been amazing. They've come up and stayed up so quickly, and yeah, they're both great players.
And in terms of, you've talked about your influences at Manchester United. I read somewhere that Ronaldinho was a big influence on you. Now, I'm assuming you've seen that goal against England that he scored, lobbing David Seaman.
Yeah.
Why is it that he's one of your biggest influences? What do you love about his game?
It's like he plays with a smile on his face, and like he plays freely, doesn't he? So I think everyone loves Ronaldinho. How can you not? I mean, he's a great player.
TalkSport Daily.
But there's also news from the England camp ahead of the game tomorrow.
While we've got you here, Alex Crook, that means you're not currently looking through all the breaking news, but I've got some for you.
Have you?
So you can comment on it, and then, of course, the rest of you
can.
Okay. A bit of breaking news. Arsenal winger Bukayo Saka has pulled out of the England squad as a precaution. Darren Bent, of course, an Arsenal fan, knowing you got Bayern Munich round the corner, over the moon with that news. Is that the first you've heard of it, Cookie?
It is, and actually I was watching a video on social media this morning of him trying out, or Declan Rice trying out the Bukayo Saka Piri Piri sauce, and, yeah, he looked in good spirits. So
apparently he dropped the bottle on his leg.
Did he?
TalkSport Daily.
Back in London, the Chelsea Supporters Trust have said they have significant concerns about the club's future in a lengthy letter to the co-owners Todd Bowley and Behead Egbali. TalkSport's Alec Crook joined the breakfast show to have his say. Then the lines were opened.
I think Todd Bowley is probably one of the worst owners in the Premier League right now, because he's just spent ridiculous money and taken the club backwards. There's no transparency, there's no communication between him and the fans, which I think is a big issue and why this open letter was written. And I just don't see where Chelsea go from here, short of spending another £1 billion, which they clearly don't have. I think the fans are right to feel aggrieved. Obviously, they're putting ticket prices up because they say they need the money to compete with their rivals. Well, they could compete with their rivals if they hadn't spent £1 billion and turned a Champions League winning squad under Thomas Tuchel into a team that's struggling to get in the top half.
Crookie.
It's incredible, the mismanagement of that football club.
Bowley's totally missed the room with Chelsea. The appointment of Pochettino, the players that he's bought. I mean, I can't understand for the life of me, what is the end goal here for Bowley? He's basically spent X amount of £1 billion on players with a net loss of £700 million to be 11th. He's not done anything about the stadium. And sorry, point earlier about Ryan Stoneham and being booing him and whatever. I'm sorry, mate. This is you're in the professional sport, and if you're playing badly, you don't expect to be in the team, do you? Surely.
TalkSport Daily.
And here at TalkSport, as I mentioned earlier, we took part, well, I didn't, in the TalkSport Trophy yesterday as TalkSport's All-Stars took on TalkSport Breakfast. Honestly, there was a cheat mode from Ali McCoist. Keep it on Jermaine Pennant. It was terrible. But here's how it went down.
And good afternoon to the millions listening and the millions watching on TalkSports. As a goal from kickoff, Darren Ambrose puts the All-Stars 1-0 up already.
Early check. Dean Saunders has come on.
Alan McCoy's not happy.
Saunders!
Here's Saunders for breakfast. Pulls it wide.
Dean Saunders has just embarrassed himself in front of millions of people.
Alongside I'm a Celeb contestant, Neil Ruddock.
And obviously I play football as well. Is it okay to have a mouthful of chocolate biscuit?
Very much so.
On the counter of Dini! Do not scratch your eyes. It's tucked home. The corner by Darren Bent.
Again, how many goals has he got this
man? Lethal so far. But at half-time here, it's the All-Stars who lead. What a save from Fenn Fletcher.
Great save! He's
what
hurt himself.
Save. He's gone down. Is he just playing for time? He's got cramp.
How can you get cramp being in goal in a five-a-side?
And there's the effort! What a finish! From Jermaine Pennant, off the bar from Darren Ambrose.
A minute and a half left.
Plays it short. Give it away. And there's the
full-time whistle. Team Breakfast have won it.
18-17, the greatest game I've ever seen at Millwall Football Club. An unbelievable scene. You're unbelievable.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Fine, let's head to the sports bar and hear about some of our listeners' best sporting memorabilia.
Have you got a bit of sporting memorabilia, Dom?
Yeah, well, I think it's your sock, to be fair, Jamie.
My shirt? Well,
your sock.
My sock?
Yeah, when you was at Chesterfield, you gave your shin pad to a little kid. I went, can I have your sock? And you gave me your sock. So, if you don't mind signing it for me, and then I could frame it, couldn't I?
Yeah, of course. Of course I'll sign it. It ain't going to be worth anything.
Well, if you want it back, I'll sort you a Stephen Gerrard signed shirt for it.
A good friend of mine was buddies with Darren Anderton. Dazzer kind of entertained us for a couple of evenings, and we stayed at his place in London.
Yeah.
And he said, well, if you want to go into the closet, he said, you want to grab a couple of bits of, you know, stuff, just go ahead and do it. So I went in there and grabbed one of his shirts, and I looked at a pair of shorts, and they were number 7 on them, England pair.
Yeah.
And I said, Darren, I said, whose are these? He said, oh, there's Beck's. I said, well, can I have them? He said, yeah, sure. He said, go ahead, take them. And they were the pair of shorts that he was wearing when he got the red card.
You took David Beckham's shorts?
Hang on, you missed that bit. They were the shorts he wore when he got the red card?
Yeah. Against Argentina.
That's worth a right few quid.
Are they signed?
No, they're not signed. They're in a plastic bag. In fact, one of my assistants, a female, she said, oh, my goodness, you got David Beckham shorts. And she wanted to smell them to see if his pheromones were still on there.
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily. Puddington, thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Hit the like and subscribe and all of that stuff. There'll be another one of these out first thing in the morning. But until then, thanks for listening to the TalkSport Daily. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.